您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Sometimes the mobile phone number you buy may be a number reclaimed from a previous user. Such recycled phone numbers could bring a lot of trouble to their new users. 有时候兴冲冲地去买了个手机号，却发现这个号码其实是回收的手机号在售卖。还魂手机号究竟有什么问题？So first of all, could you guys please try to identify what is a recycled phone number, mobile phone number these days, and why is it causing so much trouble?
Well, basically, so if the original owner of a mobile phone, doesn't want to use the number anymore, he or she can cancel it at the operator. However, nowadays, most people don't do so, and the number will be cancelled automatically if the balance has been in deficit for 60 or 90 days, really depending on the operator itself. And then the owner can apply to reopen the amount within 3 months. But the thing is that, you know, this actually has given rise to a lot of trouble, actually, because the phone number, some of the phone numbers they purchased were used by the old owners, and all of a sudden they found, well, the password can be easily retrieved just by receiving a short message sent to the new number, and this actually, you know, is really troublesome.
You know, there was one story about a woman, actually it's just from last month, a woman who bought a new number, and she put the number into her smartphone. She was amazed to find that this number could log into an online payment account, and actually she transferred 4,000 yuan to her own account. So clearly there's some massive oversight here by the mobile phone companies. For me, it would seem a very simple way of stopping all this happening is if someone stops using a number for, say, a period of a year, make sure that if anyone calls that number, a message says this number is out of service, it's not in use. And then we've had other examples of creditors calling numbers which have been transferred to new owners, and of course the new owner's not responsible for the debts, but the person calling doesn't believe them, so they keep hassling them. But again, if there was, say, a 6 month or 1 month period of when anyone calls that number, they get a message from the telephone company saying the number's not in service, surely it would solve the problem overnight.
Well, actually, I think with these recycled phone numbers, it's not all that simple, and it's not really something that only a small number of people would face, because either you voluntarily have made the active decision of making that phone call and say, I don't use this phone number anymore, stop it for me, or you just leave your deficit there and, you know, leave it as it being, and then they stop the phone number usage for you. After an amount of time when you don't use this number, it is going to come back to the market and being sold. So when you realize that fact, it's sort of a big deal for everyone, because are you going to continue using the same number forever? No one is going to do that. And then I think the other problem is that, you know, there's the finite amount of resource, so to speak, because there's only so many phone numbers available.
I think the thing is that you've touched on is very interesting. I didn't know. I mean, I've got two phones in a drawer in my flat that I haven't used for years in China. Not for years, because since I got the smartphone, I don't use those old phones anymore. So are you telling me that those numbers have been taken from me already?
Yes.
Yeah, if you don't use it for a long amount of time, then it's going to go back to the market.
And I think we can all probably say we have the same thing. We now have a smartphone, and we've all probably got an old phone somewhere. The number's been recycled, but maybe on a website, maybe on some other official information, that number is still linked to us.
Right.
And we don't even know that we don't have that number anymore.
Actually, that's actually the key issue here, because a lot of old users of the phone, they're not conscious of the of the fact that actually a lot of their accounts have been bound with their phone numbers, because a lot of e-commerce giants, for example, they're making payments so easy, and you just need to put in your mobile number as registration. It's very easy, and if you don't forget your password, you can just type the phone numbers, and then your password will be given to you through short messages.
This is very worrying, isn't it, really?
It's very worrying, because you know that's the reason why a lot of people have found such things prevalent in our daily life. And once you've got such a phone, you have no idea the source of the phone number. Mm. And then all of a sudden you found, wow, it's actually linked to already a lot of accounts already.
So if someone loses their iPhone, for example, or Xiaomi phone, if they lose that, they just think, oh, I'll forget about that and get a new number, get a new phone. Then that number eventually of their old phone will be reissued, and somebody could use their WeChat payments or something.
Exactly.
That is possible.
That's possible.
That's a massive security loop by these telecom operators, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Huge. So then who should we blame then? Who should shoulder this responsibility of keeping our personal private information intact and not being, you know, retrieved by some stranger that uses this number in the far future?
Who? Well, actually, when there's money involved, we should. You can't trust anybody to look after your own financial affairs, which is a bit ironic because we were telling people earlier they should be, you know, investing in with investment companies and so on. But I mean, the fact is really, if my phone is linked to some sort of payment account, I'm the one that's going to suffer if I don't look after my own business and make it my own responsibility. But I could not do that until now, because I didn't know that my old numbers have been given to someone else. I didn't know that. Luckily, when I had those old simple phones, you couldn't do WeChat, WePay, or whatever they call it on there, the lucky money.
Right.
You couldn't do all that stuff. So I think actually what we need is more awareness among consumers for people to take responsibility, but they can't do that unless they know about the issues.
Right, so the awareness among the consumers is definitely one thing pointed out, a very good point. Another thing is that we actually need concerted efforts from those big three operators here in China, namely China Mobile, China Telecom, and China Unicom, especially when a person purchases a SIM card from the operator. You should at least let people know, okay, this is the number that somebody used before. And it's the recycled number. You have to be aware of this. And the consumers, of course, have to be aware of the situations and potential risks that to be incurred in the process.
And that seems to be what our WeChat listener Maggie believes in. She thinks that it should be these mobile phone carriers, these number carriers, that should shoulder the responsibility, especially when they can see all of this track record backstage on their server or whatever. You know, I'm talking about stuff I obviously know nothing about. And but I think when it comes to these very difficult situation to solve, I think there's also maybe a role to be played by, let's say, Alipay or, you know, WeChat or whatever account you're using, because shouldn't they make it more difficult for people
because
to
they're making
confirm their personal details?
Yeah, either they make it exactly, or they just do the same as the phone companies, and in the same way that your number will expire really and be given to someone else. Why don't they just say that if no one logs into their account, their Alipay account, for 6 months, it's cancelled immediately and it's blocked as well. And that would coincide with, for example, a 6 month period of a phone message going out from the phone company for that number saying the number's no longer in service. So, Microsoft do it with their email. If you don't log in for 3 months, you lose the account. So they do it.
Okay.
That was a very shocked look.
Yeah, I'm very shocked. I couldn't believe it.
Well, another thing is that, from my perspective, a lot of companies are making the payments so the way too much easier than expected. Like, you just, originally I thought we need to some extent a verification code to put in some numbers or code from your bank account or whatever. Nowadays, I think a couple of days ago when I log on to a website to purchase something, there's nothing there. I mean, no verification code is needed. I just put my mobile phone number there and press the button and the transfer is made.
You're right. We seem to be going backwards in terms of security. Also with contactless credit cards, where you can swipe the credit card and you don't have to put in any numbers to verify that anymore. That's a massive step backwards in terms of people's personal financial security.
Yeah, that is true. And here our WeChat listener, Susie, says that she's kept using the same mobile phone number for 14 years because it's used to register and bind it with her bank account. And she thinks it's absolutely necessary to keep that number and because it's, you know, linked with her banking information. And W, our listener, says that I think he or she is very spot on with so many things. He or she says that the biggest problem with these old mobile phone numbers is either it's linked with your Alipay, so your bank stuff, and also your cloud photo album. Mm. So that's another thing that could be a little bit sensitive when your photos, if it gets into the hands of people that don't want to do anything good to you, it sounds like bad news.
That's very interesting. Again, I've just mentioned Microsoft accounts. As far as I know, if you don't log in for 3 months, you lose the name, the email address and the account. I mean, it happened to me. Maybe they changed the policy, I don't know. But the interesting thing is that when you do have photos, for example, on their SkyDrive service, or OneDrive, I wonder what happens to all those pictures if you lose access to the account, and whether, as you just said, other people could register that email account and see all your pictures. It's a very good question.
Yeah, I think after today's discussion, I am super hesitant. I'll probably just stop putting anything online and try to keep everything in my hard drive. And if I lose my hard drive, it would be the end of the year, or the end of my life, basically, because there's so much stuff on that hard drive. Okay, you're looking at me in a very weird way, Mark.
No, I was just thinking, oh yes, she's going to retreat back into the cave.
Yes, you know, I come back and forth, but I'm very happy in my cave, for sure.